Section 15. Marketing internally. Marketing clinical trial results involves internal politics. If you succeed, you will invariably change the status quo and thus invade someone's turf. You will meet internal resistance from risk-averse control fanatics and procedure-loving bureaucrats in your organisation. Use the ideas in this section to build an ingenious internal marketing program that will help you to meet these challenges. Develop an internal marketing program. The internal marketing program is designed to skillfully overcome internal obstacles. You need to enlist broad support within the company. You need to ensure word-of-mouth marketing for your project. Adapt a pragmatic attitude. Be candid and frank, but at the same time astute, so you can navigate towards your goal. Focus on overt and implicit messages. The overt message on which you should focus should be: the clinical trial is a golden business opportunity we should take advantage of. The team has designed a conclusive strategy for exploiting that opportunity. The team can help the company to win the marketplace. Wake people up to a fantastic commercial opportunity. Show them how your project will add value. The message hidden beneath the overt message is: you are the person with the solution for taking advantage of this commercial opportunity. You are the appropriate person to steer the project, officially or unofficially. You are the ideal candidate to take charge of this project. So your internal marketing program is as much about marketing you as it is about marketing the trial. Enlarge your network of supporters. You will need allies in the organisation. Potential supporters and friends can be found in all sorts of places. Some close at hand, others further away. Look for them near and far. Cast your net widely. Try to reach as many people as possible. Keep selected senior managers in the loop by setting up brief personal meetings with them or by sending them personalised emails about the progress you are making. If you do this diligently, you should be able to obtain support from the establishment in your organisation. Sell the project inside your company first. Just as you plan and direct an external marketing campaign aimed at your external customers, you need to plan and direct an internal marketing campaign aimed at your internal customers. Make sure you feel comfortable about selling your project internally. Possible activities include meetings with top management, internal presentations or publications, an intranet, getting support from headquarters, and informing all stakeholders. Involve decision makers. Take the time to enlist support from senior management. Remember, the bottleneck is usually at the top of the bottle and not at the bottom. Direct some attention to the top management in your organisation. Give the very important persons a VIP treatment. Enlist support from senior management. Here are a few tips when asking for support. Be clear and concise. Listen actively. Ask people for their advice. And show your appreciation for their contributions and their time. Give frequent presentations. Use every appropriate opportunity to promote your project. Deliver short, persuasive presentations at department meetings, workshops, committees, and any other events. Always emphasise the value for the company. Place articles in internal newsletters. Look for regular coverage of your project in the company newsletter during the implementation phase of your project. The editors of these publications are usually happy to receive articles and are grateful for interesting and uplifting stories in a ready-to-use electronic format. Who in your team could volunteer to coordinate this in-house promotion? Initiate internal interviews. The top person on the ladder has enormous influence. If you're working in a smaller company where you have frequent contact with your top managers, you can quote them in discussions and presentations. However, if you're working in a large company where you have little direct contact with top managers, consider setting up an interview with your chief executive officer or chairperson. Remember to check with your own boss first. Use an experienced journalist or reporter to ask the right questions. This can be someone from your company's communication department or from your public relations agency. Brief both the CEO and the journalist. The journalist needs to know the answers that will be useful to you. It is then up to him or her to formulate the appropriate questions. Ask the right questions. Open questions will increase the probability that you will get the answers you want. Instead of asking, Is this study important to you? The reporter should ask, why is this study so important to you? Instead of asking, have you got the resources to communicate these results? The reporter might ask, how can you ensure that these results are effectively communicated? On the day of the interview, make sure you record the interview with a digital camera. This provides the basis for recycling various segments of the interview on digital media, such as the internet. Exploit the hierarchy. CEOs generally want to emphasize their companies and their own importance. They know that their statements will be used only for internal company purposes. Consequently, their answers will be positive and uplifting. In one case, the president of one major pharmaceutical company was skeptical about committing substantial resources to the marketing campaign for a particular trial. During the interview, however, he replied to one question with the statement, "I would like to ask all of you to ensure that the appropriate marketing and sales force activities take place." You might select a similar scene from your digital video recording of the interview, store it on your laptop, and use this video clip to introduce your presentations. Sharing this statement from the boss with the stakeholders in your company very much helps to enlist support and create commitment. Develop your intranet site. Think of your intranet site as a living document. Make it an attractive place to visit. Your goal is to encourage people to see it as a toolbox where they can find up-to-date information. Some tips to this end. Avoid barriers such as passwords, which people tend to forget. Make navigation as easy as possible. Only put short documents on the site so that they are quick to download. Use easy-to-use formats so people can benefit directly in their daily work. Update your sites regularly and remove outdated documents. Include a search site service function and include a sitemap linking the various terms with the respective pages. A word of caution, avoid the common mistake of putting huge documents onto the site. These require a lengthy downloading process and people are unlikely to bother. Use the intranet to save time. You and your assistants may well spend time answering requests from colleagues. They ask you for a brochure or a questions and answers list. If you put this kind of material in the intranet, you'll find it easier and less time-consuming to guide your colleagues there, rather than needing to search for the file in the directory of your computer and then having to email the file personally. Take advantage of the intranet and ease your workload. Write emails with hyperlinks. Make full use of your emails to guide readers to your intranet. Send regular emails that contain statements that are electronically linked to your internal site. For example, the study showed some exciting results since ExampleX was able to improve the outcome of, and then followed directly by a hyperlink. A simple click then links the reader directly to the pertinent page of your intranet site, which will increase traffic to your site. Two things to remember when writing this kind of email. Keep it short and spell out the benefit to the reader. Build a complete communication platform. Take time to develop a comprehensive set of documents that encompasses all the elements your team members will need when they work on the project. For example, the sort of content you might want to include is a product logo, diagrams, pictures, press releases, publications, and questions and answers. Try questions and answers. Research has shown that questions and answers is an excellent format for encouraging readers to read text. You need to think carefully to craft the kind of questions that will generate the answers you wish to communicate. Test your draft Q&A section extensively before you put it into your final document. Produce electronic and hard copy versions. Make sure you prepare both electronic and printed versions of your communication platform. The existence of a physical version highlights the importance of your project and gives it a tangible reality that is not there with the purely electronic version. Exploit the magic of the printed word. Most people will welcome a nice binder with an attractive cover carrying the brand logo and the name of the trial. Educate the sales representatives. Your sales force is the most effective and also the most expensive way to promote your product. Establish close links with the sales representatives. Effective cooperation with them is the key to driving sales. Try to attend as many national or regional sales force meetings as your schedule allows. Communicate with your field force on a regular basis. Make sure you're available to explain the marketing strategy, the message, the marketing pieces your team has developed. Emphasize the importance of branding. You may feel as if you are preaching to the choir, but stick with it. These sales meetings offer you an additional bonus: unfiltered feedback from frontline people. Ask them what they will need in order to use the study results more effectively to support the clinical use of the product. They will tell you. Use their suggestions to fine-tune your marketing strategy. Check the incentive scheme. In some companies, the marketing team are not informed about the details of financial incentives, bonuses, or commissions for the sales representatives. If there is a lack of transparency in your company, find out about the current compensation scheme. You need to be clear how product sales will influence the sales representative's income. If your product happens to be one without a substantial financial reward, the representatives will have little motivation for discussing the trial results with the prescribing physician, no matter how brilliant your marketing strategy. You will need to discuss this crucial issue with the marketing and sales manager or the business unit director. Failing to give financial incentives to the sales rep means that your aspirations for an increased rate of prescriptions are probably doomed to failure right from the start. Therefore, ensure appropriate financial incentives specifically for your product. Think global, act local. If you are working in an affiliate or operating company, ask headquarters for support. Tell them what you need to be more successful, such as visits by opinion leaders, publications, and so on. If you are working in head office, ask the affiliates what they need to implement the marketing strategy that you are directing. Inquire what would make them more successful in their marketplace. Try to provide them with what they need. Follow up on their progress. Get all of your stakeholders on board. Internal stakeholders, although officially part of the same company, may have conflicting objectives. Organisational structures in many companies are not conducive to getting the biggest impact of clinical trials on prescribing behaviour. There may well be a gap between marketing and medical. Medical implying clinical development, clinical research, or clinical project management. Those in medical may feel they have accomplished their mission with the completion of the clinical trial and the writing of the study report. Enlist your boss's help. Ask your CEO to do you a favour and to support your project by sending a special email to everyone in the company. An email like this emphasises the importance of your product and the marketing activities around your trial. The sender of this email has to be the CEO, and not just the CEO's office. In the example, the president said in an earlier interview, "I expect you to make the best use of the trial results to maximise revenue." Perhaps you might ask him or her for a similar encouraging remark that you can use during your presentations. Use your organisation's hierarchy to get all internal stakeholders in line and on your side. Think seamless communication. You need to think borderless communication. Contact your colleagues across departments and divisional boundaries. Large companies often have separate and parallel channels of communication with no connection between them. Overcome these unnecessary boundaries and make your communication more effective. Weave a web of supporters. Work on your own web of supporters and allies. Identify the people who could support you. Contact them and try to bring them into your network. Keep your network of personal contacts growing. Build bridges and forge alliances. Remember, business is a relationships game. Become a networker. You need to become an instinctive networker and connect intuitively with people. Make contact with people and become one of the circle of people who inform and help each other. Take time to support individuals in your network and build loyalty. Share information, make introductions, give referrals, and offer references. Devote time to networking. Stay in touch with people on a regular basis, personally or by telephone. Build strong human relationships and rapport. Update your stakeholders. Distribute and disseminate information regularly via all available channels. Give presentations, invite stakeholders to meetings, or write emails. Once in a while, it might be a good idea to print your information on paper and send a fax or letter instead of an email. These will attract attention because they have become rather rare during this era of electronic communication. Keep your stakeholders in the loop. You can hardly communicate too much. Use the telephone. Your telephone is a powerful communication tool. Use it. It is faster than writing. It circumvents the bureaucracy. You can be informal, and you can talk off the record. Develop a list of important stakeholders. Check when you last talked to the people on your list. If it was a while ago, give them a call. Keep up with people on your list. Keep them posted and stay in touch. Revisit your list at least once every week. Making an effective phone call can save you days of work on the project and help you to overcome obstacles that might otherwise seem insurmountable. Set up good news emails. How about writing a short good news email at the end of every working week? It should always include positive, encouraging, and uplifting news. Focus on the essentials. What your team has achieved. The value you are creating for the company. And ask the reader for action. Prepare it beforehand, but wait until late Friday afternoon to send it. You may choose to send your email as the last thing you do on Friday before shutting down your computer. Monday morning is the day in which most people have the least number of emails in their inboxes. Your email becomes one of the few emails with an increased chance that people will read it. Establishing a regular email of this kind achieves two objectives. First, you keep stakeholders in the loop. Second, you highlight the importance of the project and strengthen the perception that this project is so important that it warrants weekly updates. Start your emails with the most important words. Start with the most important word, usually the product name in the subject matter line of your email, followed by the second most important word. When you are searching for a particular email, stored amongst thousands of other emails in the archive of your computer, this approach is helpful. The search function in your software will quickly list the pertinent emails and help you to retrieve the email you are looking for. In other words, a title such as Analysis of ABC Study is not a good one for your subject line. Analysis of are not the most important words in your message. Options include Examplex Good News Number 6, Examplex Improves Outcome, or Examplex ABC Trial Conclusions. Adopt the one that works best for you. Perhaps you could discuss the rules of email etiquette at your next departmental meeting or the planned kickoff meeting for marketing the trial results. Coordinate internal marketing activities. Who will coordinate all the individual internal marketing activities? Who will integrate everything into a successful campaign? This is a great opportunity for you to assume organisational and intellectual leadership of the project, with or without the formal lines of authority. This coordination can turn you into an expert guide, someone who knows both the inner mechanisms of the company and the external strategy to pursue in the marketplace. Ultimately, this job can turn you into the de facto project team leader.